Frankie, a friend you can depend on.
This is KNS Radio.
Now, good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
Full of energy and excitement, and they always have a good topic to talk about.
KNS.
All right, all right, all right. Here we are on a Tuesday from the KNS Radio Network. Kevin Keith right here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us here at KNS. Appreciate our community-minded partners, too, that I want to hit right off the bat here before we get into the Kevin on the Street Saturday Night Stroll. Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, Dicinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, ProBike Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, plus Ashley Farm in Mulberry. Again, I promoted this a little bit on Facebook last night and the day before. I got a couple tips Saturday night, and of course, most of you know I live in the downtown area. And so I decided to grab my phone, which doubles as a microphone, and walk down and investigate a little bit of the loud noise coming from Gersport Hall, which is a Latino event center on North Main Street in Frankfort. And a lot of you have read about this on various Facebook pages, concerned citizens. We've heard people actually post it on their personal page of if you live within the 3 or 4 block area, you pretty much hear this. Now, a couple observations I made that I didn't know when I was recording this stroll that I'm about to play for you. It runs about 27 minutes. I just started my phone recording and was basically giving observations of what I saw, what I heard. One thing I've learned is the music can be loud, and that may not be so annoying. I think it could be a little disrespectful if it's after 11 o'clock, but the real issue is the bass. And I can almost feel the bass at certain times in my bones as I was walking all the way to Barner as I was coming from the Frankfort downtown square. So that is certainly an issue. If you live in a home anywhere within, you know, 400 or 500 or 600 feet, you could still feel and hear the bass. And this was 11:15 when I walked down that night and rolled tape for a half hour. So it was almost midnight. Now, what I found out that night is that they quit playing music. They turned it down a little bit around midnight. And they played music until about 1 a.m., though. And I know that Prairie Creek Park has to be wrapped up by 11 o'clock, and maybe it's not an ordinance or a law in Frankfort, but it's out of respect. The city puts that limitation as to, you know, got to have it pretty much wrapped up by 11 o'clock. So this went on till 1. The music was turned down. I don't know if the bass was or not. I live out of range, so I couldn't tell that, and I haven't heard that one way or the other. But the real issue is sometimes this goes on till 2 a.m. And again, the Frankfort City Police, they do everything they can within the law, I believe. There was a Frankfort City policeman sitting there in front of Gersport Hall that night, as you're about to hear here. I've also heard since then that the most they can do is issue like a $30 fine. And I don't know if they go back and issue a second fine if it doubles to $60 like it does for quote-unquote illegal parking on the downtown Frankfort Square if you park more than 3 hours in a parking spot, which is crap too, but that's a whole nother show. Or if it triples, if they have to go back a third time to $90 to where you finally start to get their attention, because again, it doesn't matter what ethnicity it is, friends. It's all about being a good neighbor and respect for one another. So with that being said, here is the stroll I took Saturday night shortly after 11 o'clock p.m. I'm calling it Kevin on the Street, and this is what I witnessed in this half-hour pre-recorded segment. Kevin Keith here for KNSRadioNetwork.com. Out on location on a Saturday night in downtown Frankfort. It is about 11:15 p.m. and there's a loud truck coming my way, so I'm going to pass here. Get a muffler, dude. Jesus. You'd think that'd be against the law. I've got a couple reports. That stunk, too. I got a couple reports in the last half hour that there is loud music coming from some area, which is on what would be Main Street in Frankfort. And this has been a continuing problem over the past several months, if not up to a year, according to certain people. And I'm now walking just to the west of where, well, right in front of Veterans Park, just to the right of me is the new commissioner's suite. And I just wanted to walk down here to see, oftentimes it's been the Latino nightclub, which is right next to the fire station, one of the fire stations here in town. What was that? I just tripped over part of a kid's kickstand off their bike. And I've got a couple reports that the music is very loud, and I'm walking north on Main Street right now, and I'm just trying to be a little incognito because there's a couple people staring at me. I doubt they speak English, so I think I'm safe. I'm not sure. So, just taking a quick lap around the block here. I'm coming upon the VFW here in Frankfort. We're going to see what we can get into here. If there's anything at all. There's Slabby's Food and Freedom. And the VFW. So, again, walking north on Main Street. And there's been often times when a couple people I've talked to have said that they have called the police, but there's not much they can do. And the police have said there's not much they could do. And I forget what all the official police stuff was. So I wanted to see how close I could get before I started hearing loud music, because people live in this area. Right now, it's 11:13. I am standing at the corner of East Morrison and Main Street. The Eagles Lodge is off to my left. And just as I walked up, I can hear thumping bass and loud music. Now, the Eagles certainly like to have a good time, no doubt. But I could tell from everything lit up at the Latino nightclub or sports complex or whatever it is, it's not the Eagles. And I'm passing the Eagles now, and there's a few cars in the lot. I don't think they have a whole lot going on tonight. Again, this is Saturday night, June 1st. Almost June 2nd. I'm now within about... smoking a cigarette there, sorry. I'm now within about probably 100 feet of the Latino nightclub, for lack of a better term. I don't know what this place is. And it's really damn loud, not gonna lie. So I'm crossing the road where Anchor's Auto Repair used to be. And I can hear the music almost word for word if I understood Spanish. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 homes that are right here across from this Latino nightclub. As I get up closer to it, it's called Gersport Hall. Gosport Hall. And let me read the sign here. You might be able to hear the music too. El Lugar de los Mejores Eventos.
So that's like major events. As I'm standing here, I see a Frankfort City Police vehicle sitting right in front of Gersport Hall. And I don't know if someone has called the police or if they're here for security or if they're here to make sure that things shut down at a respectable time. Since I have enough problems, I'm just going to turn around and walk a little west as I don't need any more problems. I've worked hard over the last year to become a better Kevin Keith, and I'm not going to jeopardize it right now for music I don't understand. I will tell you the place is packed to the hilt, though, with cars parked in the backyard of an apartment in the back of this building. They've got the back door open to the Gersport Hall, and it appears that that's one big source of how residents can hear this music so easily in their homes. And I'm sure they have it open for fresh air, since it is a beautiful night here. I want to walk up there and just see. Just give you an idea of how loud this is. This is with the back door open. As I'm looking in, it's a big open room, obviously with black lights and Latino music. I'm going to walk back south now. The back door actually looks like there's not many people there, but again, that's the back door. I'm trying to figure out why a policeman would be sitting out front. There's no lights on. It's just a Frankfort City cop car sitting there. And, you know, what it comes down to is if there's no law against loud music until a certain point of the night. And if there's no law, there's no reason for anyone to be harassed or arrested. But it also begs the question, why is there no law? And I don't know the answer to that. I know there used to be a nuisance law. I've had several people tell me from in the city of Frankfort that there used to be. And there used to be like a cop car that drove around and had some kind of megaphone or noise measuring system that would identify loud music or whatever, and they'd stop and write you a ticket. And those days are obviously long gone, and the police obviously have things they need to worry about other than loud music. I certainly understand and get that. This is a bit excessive, though. And although it's 11 o'clock, you know, it's Prairie Creek Park has to have everything wrapped up by 11 o'clock. And that's closer to downtown, where there's not as many residential homes right across from it. There's a few down on Washington Street, of course. But there's, you know, that's kind of confined there. This is a big brick building, which kind of doubles almost as a sound chamber, an echo chamber, if you will, making it a lot louder, especially when you have the back door open. So I was going to wait around here for just another minute or two and see if, in fact, the Frankfort City Police shut them down at 11 o'clock, because it seems like everything has to be wrapped up at Prairie Creek Park. And again, that's out of respect. Those are rules that the city of Frankfort have put in place for just that reason, you know, because after 11 o'clock, I mean, there's some people like to be in bed and relaxing and winding down. I'm going to walk down the sidewalk here for a few minutes. Stay here with me. I have seen in the last 2 minutes, like four people come out and get into cars. They've not left yet, but they've certainly got their lights shining on me. So I'm walking north on Main Street right now. Hola. Hola. I use the one word in Spanish that I know to... I know a few more. I think I could order a hamburger and pee if I went to Mexico. That's about all I know. And say hi. But that lady I just said hi to, she was getting out of a car going in. I don't anticipate it being shut down anytime soon. I want to stop here and hide behind a tree for a moment and just see. So the lights are on. Again, there's a lot of cars, but not a ton. It looked like a majority of the parking was in the back. This is right next to the Frankfort, one of the fire station two here on North Main Street. And there are two more people leaving. So again, all the residents I know that live here on North Main, which is just four, some of them have complained about the noise. Some have complained about bigger problems, some bigger issues, such as drinking in public, a broken window from a 40. So this is something that isn't recent, but was still allowed to continue. So for every two I see come out, two people, there's two more going in. And when they open the front door, it gets pretty loud. So I was just kind of waiting here as we've been recording for about 12 to 15 minutes here. I'm gonna walk north just a little further and kind of circle back around just to give myself a gauge. And again, I don't know if this is open to the public. I don't know if I could go in there and say hola and order a cerveza, or if they would just think I'm there to grab their girlfriends. I don't know. I don't know if it's a members only club. So I'm now passing Day and Ginda Funeral Home as I'm walking north on North Main. And really quickly, I start to lose the sound. But again, I'm outside, and there's more things fighting for my hearing senses, to where if I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep, that might be a bigger problem. I'm almost here to Barner, and I can barely hear it, but I can still hear it some. And then some bass was turned up just as I said that, so I could certainly hear that. And I think that's another complaint that I've heard, is that it's not necessarily the loud music, but the bass thumping to where you don't need the loud music. The bass can be annoying enough. As I'm now here at East Barner in North Main, and I can still hear it. I can barely see it, but I can still hear it. So we're talking a good probably 300 yards away. So this is just Kevin Keith here for KNS, going just on a little stroll here as it's starting to rain on me as I'm half mile from the house. walking back south now on North Main Street. And again, I've had a handful of people reach out to me, probably four or five. And then this is something we've all read about on Concerned Citizens pages and other places in Frankfort. Get over on the sidewalk so I don't get hit here. And I just wanted to kind of look at it and feel it out for myself and bring you listeners here real information of what we're actually talking about. I'm passing Dang into funeral home again here, now on my right, as I'm getting closer to the Gersport Hall. And obviously that means for major events, they can host your event. And I'm guessing it's primarily tailored to the Latino community. And again, when I first came here about 15 minutes ago, as there still is a Frankfort City policeman, at least his car, I can't see in it, nor do I want to see in it. If in fact he's here, but he's parked right out front. So he is here keeping law and order and keeping an eye on things. And I don't know what the law is in Frankfort, how late they can thump the bass or have the strobe lights going. But obviously, if there's a policeman sitting here, it's legal, at least at this time. I'm standing right in front of the establishment right now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 homes that are almost directly across from this establishment, which is a huge old brick building. So the front of it covers 2 or 3 homes that are directly across. And again, it's pretty loud. I'm not inside any of these homes, and I can't help but think that some of the home would act as a buffer, but I don't know. And then you have, this is just the east side of North Main Street. You have the full south side, and there's residential homes there. You have some homes to what would be the west side and the north side, as I was talking primarily about the east side of North Main Street. But they're still going strong here at 11:31. And there's probably 20 cars in the parking lot, in the makeshift parking lot. It seems like we as a community need to figure out what the laws are as far as loud music and noise nuisance. I would be thinking the same thing if it was the Eagles rocking the house till 11 o'clock. That's okay. We can see that. We all like to hang out. Even midnight, I could see some of that, but maybe turn the music down. And I didn't even know that it was a nightclub per se because if you look in the windows, and oftentimes, and I'm farther away now where I can't tell, but many of the windows have pictures of Latino kids where they're celebrating the Spanish culture or doing well in school. So I don't know. I would be saying the same thing, and I think the same residents would be complaining whether it was an American establishment or a Latino establishment. I think we have to take that out of the equation, as that really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, it's 11:30 and it's pretty damn loud. I'm now heading back south on North Main Street here. I'll be having the VFW come up on my left to give you an idea of what I'm doing and where I'm at. And so, like I said, I think we need to figure out collectively as a community, because it may only affect 20, 30 people, but there's something about being a good neighbor. And there's something about just having some respect. Some of these people have reached out to me complaining, said this goes on till 2 o'clock. And as the party gets wilder, so do the people. And that's where I've had people reach out to me and say there's beer bottles and 40s and fights and, you know, loud noises and things stolen and all kinds of stuff. Again, I've not substantiated that, but these people have no reason to lie to me. I've not called and tried to get police reports. So I think that's installment number one here of Kevin Keith on the rainy streets of Frankfort on a Saturday night. As I'm coming up here at the, just past the tracks, there's some more Latinos having quite a party inside of 1262. And I'm guessing that's legal too, but it's a brick building. And I can only hear it as I'm walking in front of it. So I don't think that's the problem. Again, as long as that's legal to be serving alcohol or doing whatever, which I don't know that they are. They may just be a really cool mariachi jam band. I don't know. But this is installment one, Kevin Keith on the streets of Frankfort on a rainy Saturday night. I wanted to just come down and before we start asking questions or going up and interviewing people and finding out the real story, because the facts do matter. Facts are sticky things. If there's no law against loud noise at 2 in the morning, then there's not much the police can do about it. And that's a whole other issue, potentially. But like I said, I think it's about being good neighbors. And hopefully, with a spotlight on something, or some more awareness on this, maybe these 30 to 40 people who live near this establishment can get some recourse or get some sleep. May have to work on Sunday morning. And they say it's usually not Friday night. It's usually Saturday night. And I'm now coming up on the Frankfort Square. So I'm going to sign off as soon as this big redneck truck rolls past, which also should be part of the noise ordinance, but that's a whole nother show. In the meantime, I will see you next time, friends. Kevin Keith on the streets of Frankfort for the KNS Radio Network.